Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Monday the 18th of March. And today's news story is about an interesting way that some libraries in the United States are dealing with people that do not or have not returned their books. Before I tell you what they're doing, let's have a look at the keywords. So some vocabulary for you to listen out for in today's news story. We begin with the phrasal verb to come up. What does it mean if you come up with something? To come up. Next, an adjective, novel, N-O-V-E-L. What does it mean if something is novel? Next, a noun, fee, F-E-E, fee. Next, a phrasal verb, to tell off. What does it mean to tell someone off? Okay, the next is another phrasal verb, hand in. And then we have a verb, shutter, S-H-U-T-T-E-R, shutter. But I have to tell you, this is an American word. We don't use this in English, British English. And finally, a phrase, at the discretion of somebody. At the discretion. Okay, those are the key words. Listen very carefully for those. I'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. Libraries in the American state of Massachusetts have come up with a novel way of recovering lost books and getting library members back. Instead of late fees, they are now accepting pictures of cats. So if you borrowed a book 3 years ago and still haven't returned it for fear of getting told off and having to pay a big fine, all you need to do is draw a picture of a cat. It doesn't have to be a drawing, it could be a photo or a picture from a magazine. But by bringing this to the library during the month of March, people who have lost or damaged a book can get their library cards reactivated. The scheme, Felines for Fee Forgiveness, was set up by Worcester Public Library, the WPL, as part of their cat-themed celebrations for March. And for those that don't like cats, the libraries will also accept honorary cats. They said, "You may show us a picture or drawing of a dog, raccoon, orca, capybara, or any other animal." So far, the scheme has been successful, with hundreds of missing books returned in the first few days, and a cat wall displaying all the pictures which have been handed in. Explaining the idea, the WPL Executive Director Jason Homer said, "We found that many of our patrons may have items that were misplaced during the pandemic as schools shuttered and we entered quarantine. We wanted to get everyone back in the library and using our resources, and also wanted to create a really low barrier to get these fees forgiven." They do have some rules, though. The returned books must be from a Worcester Public Library, and they must have been lost or damaged for at least 2 months. Also, if the person has failed to return 5 or more books in the past, it is at the discretion of the library's manager. And that's today's news story. Okay, so what do you think of this idea? Would it encourage you to return the book that you've had for 5 years? Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and did you understand them? Well, the first three all came in the opening. So I'm going to read the opening again and listen out for come up, novel, and fees. Libraries in the American state of Massachusetts have come up with a novel way of recovering lost books and getting library members back. Instead of late fees, they are now accepting pictures of cats. So to come up with something is to have an idea. So we always come up with an idea or come up with a name. In this case, come up with a way of doing something. So it's to have an idea or something similar to that. A novel way. Novel means interestingly new, different. And a fee is a payment. So instead of having to pay, they are now accepting pictures of cats. Okay, next, to tail off. I use this in the passive form. So if you borrowed a book 3 years ago and still haven't returned it for fear of getting told off. So to be told off. Well, to tail off is to reprimand someone. So to be told off is to be reprimanded. Mostly used with children at school, teachers telling them off or parents telling off their children to reprimand. Okay, what's the next word? To hand in, another phrasal verb. So there's a cat wall displaying all the pictures which have been handed in. Again, this is in the passive. To hand in is to give something to a person of authority. So at school, you might hand in a piece of homework to your teacher. Okay, two more. Shutter. So this is the American word, which I mentioned at the start. Schools shuttered. So this verb is used to speak about closing a business. So if a business shutters, then it closes. And finally, at the discretion of. So if the person has failed to return five or more books in the past, it is at the discretion of the library's manager. This is used when something can only happen if somebody gives permission. So at the discretion of the manager needs to give permission for this to happen. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks for listening to today's new story. Hope you found it interesting. Like with all these episodes of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, you'll find the transcript and a comprehension quiz on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. You can join right now by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another new story on Wednesday.